presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, one.
Last week, but boy, we missed a couple, didn't we? And guess what? In February, at some point, I have to go back to Norway. It's what I do. We got a little cabin there, so we're going to have to skip maybe one or two radio shows. Sorry. I can't do it there. The time difference is crazy. But anyway, hi, Eric. I love you. And you're here to talk about using water as your daily spiritual practice, which I love.
Hi, Mom. Love you, love you, love you, love you so much.
Oh. And Michelle, I love you. We have Michelle Gray. And when this becomes a YouTube, you will see on a splash screen her information so you can get in touch with her. So, Eric, I will let you just take it away. The mic is yours.
You've got the mic.
You do.
So, he would like me to explain how this, and I was saying this to you, Lisa, just before we came on, he would like me to explain to everybody where this came from. So I was scrolling away on TikTok, and I love me a little bit of spiritual TikTok to kind of float through and see what's going on. It's just fun. And I came across a TikTok of this girl, and she was talking about water and using affirmations with her water and timeline jumping. And I love talking to Eric about timeline jumping and different realities and all that.
But what is that, though?
Well,
quantum jumping, you said earlier, but what is that?
Timeline jumping. So what Eric describes as timeline jumping, or we could say quantum jumping, is we're multidimensional. We live in, he says, multidimensional reality, meaning that there are many different versions of reality existing in he says, think of it as like a package of spaghetti. He goes, you could call that whole box spaghetti, but within that, there's all these spaghetti strings. So he says, think of that as the way reality is.
Love that.
So we've got all of these different versions. So what he connected, and this is what I love, is he says, every reality is like a shift. So the reality that we're in right now, there's like a slight shift over to another reality and another shift. And he says, and they can be so similar. So we may not realize throughout the day
how
often we shift in our realities. But he says, because of our awareness, because of all of the changes, people are noticing things like, he says, the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
All of those, like we talk about these little things that, hey, I remember it being like this, but it's actually
But that's
like
in
this.
Another reality.
That's right.
My husband will say that I'm in a different reality at all different moments of the day. So, yeah. You're in a different dimension. Lisa, come back.
But that's okay. That's okay. Okay. That way. Yeah.
So, I can rack up some frequent flyer miles on that one. I wish.
That's right. Easy traveling.
Yeah.
So with that knowledge, can we move timelines on our own? So, of course, we can, because Eric says that comes with the practice of our belief system. And he says, and what we're going to talk about today, he's going to give us a little more information. But so let's say there's a reality. So there's a version of me right now that is, let's say, a motivational speaker is traveling around the world doing all of these things that I dream of doing. Okay, so that version exists. So Eric says, well, how do you get to that version?
Yeah.
Well, he says, the thing is when we're shifting realities, it's also this vibrational component. So he says, how far away is your belief system today from where that reality is?
Oh.
Because what you're doing is you're matching it.
Yeah.
So he gave me this example once with a fancy sports car. And he says, okay, so just like with manifestation, if you are manifesting a car, he says, well, would it be easier to manifest a Mazda or a Lamborghini? He goes, what do you think would be easier for your mind? For some people, it might be a Lamborghini. Maybe that's where their mind is.
You don't have room for groceries or car seats for grandkids. No.
Well,
hell no.
But Eric says, so you're going to shift realities to what is most available to you. So he says, think of it like the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
So he says, the thing is we are already shifting all the time. So this is something that we are able to practice and play with. And he says, and the key here is practice and play with it. So how does water come into this?
Yeah.
How does water come in? So the interesting thing is, so we hear her talk about the timelines, and then she's using water. And I asked Eric to just kind of explain that. And this is how this came all about, because he says, why don't we talk about this, like on the show? Let this be the topic. So with water, I'll show you. Now, for those of us listening, I'll describe it as best I can. But for those of us watching afterwards, they can see we've got these two water glasses. So the first thing that we do is, let's say this water glass right here in my hand, which is half full, this water glass is my current reality. Okay? So in this current reality right now, this is this amazing life that I have right now that I absolutely love. And Eric says, don't forget to use gratitude. So you're affirming all the things in your life. He says, what else are we using? Emotion, visualization. So I'm visualizing my life, all the things that make me happy. So he says, this is kind of like the cliff notes on it for everybody to do.
Thank God.
He goes, I've got a second glass of water. So I'm now holding up two little glasses of water. Again, I've got a little bit of water in my second glass. Well, this second glass represents the reality or the timeline I would like to jump to. So what am I envisioning in this reality that might be a little different from here? Am I envisioning the opportunity to travel, excitement, experiences with my family, all of these things? So he says, visualize, put your energy into it. So this is a manifestation, timeline jumping. He says affirming. He says we can also do this with clearing our chakras. We can look at one glass of water as my chakras needing to be cleansed, and we can visualize our chakras as clean and cleansed. Now, he goes, here's the magic. So this is what I was saying a little earlier to you, Elisa, because Eric reminded me of Dr. Emoto.
Yes.
And Dr. Emoto had the practice with water. Was it the rice, I believe? And he also had something with frozen water as well.
Yeah.
With the structures of it.
But yeah, the crystal structure changed when it was... Yeah.
So there was so a couple of different practices he did. One was the glass of water, jar of water that he said, or he had two jars of water. One he said yucky, horrible things to. And the other one, he said, awesome, amazing, affirming, positive.
Don't be hating on water, Emoto.
Yes, yes. And after the course of the week or the amount of time it was, the water that had all the yucky words and intentions sent to it was mucky and yucky. And the other one was clear and pure.
That's right.
And so, you know, there's a lot of evidence to water. And, of course, we know that we have water, 70% water in our body. Our cells have water, our organs, everything. And water carries information just like light carries information.
Wow.
So with all of those things combined, we go back to these two glasses and we look at my current reality, the reality, the timeline I'd like to shift to. So now what I'm doing is I'm going to take this amazing reality that I have right now and I'm going to pour it into my second cup. So there we go. And I poured the water into my second cup, and now I have this new reality available to me. And what I'm going to do even one step further is I'm going to give gratitude to this reality, to this water. I'm going to put all my intentions and love and everything in it, and then I'm going to drink it. So I'm going to take it. There we go. Everybody took a nice big drink of water.
Oh.
And I'm going to... Hey,
I'll do it later.
Okay. Thank you. And,
and the gratitude's killing you. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, there's so much gratitude. It's choking me. Eric actually said that's opening up my throat.
Oh.
Oh, that's interesting, because what did I talk about was speaking.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Speaking about
yes.
Thank you, Eric.
That's fascinating, yeah.
So, This is the new reality. And of course, you'd want to sit and drink this all up because it's running through your whole system.
Yeah.
Your cells and everything is taking this on.
So you have to visualize it running into all your cells and organs and tissues. Yeah. I mean, it would help.
This is an amazing practice that you can do every single day. Yeah. You can do every day. Now, you can also do this in the shower. You don't have to do it with cups of water and drink it that way. You can also do it in the shower and let the water run off of you. Water is an amazing conduit.
Yeah.
So one of the first things that I experienced with water, and this is in the very early days of doing sessions with people, I had one girl that I absolutely love, who I still see, but it was one of the first times she came to see me, and she is a recording, like she records CDs and whatnot. Yeah. And I heard her voice, heard her singing through my water tap before her session.
Oh, my God.
And that was crazy.
But oh,
I heard
God.
It coming right out of the water. And because the water records, it's got amplification.
It carries information.
You need to amplify. It carries information.
Yeah. Just like light does. But I guess, in a way, water is light, but at a lower frequency to become matter. Right?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. And so Eric says it's flexible. It has the ability to flow, to purify, to cleanse. He says that's why liquid is used in ceremony. Water is often used through a lot of, he says, shamanic practices as well. So water is life. It's part of our life. It's part of our life force, just like light.
Yeah.
So it makes a lot of sense to use water in combination with our practices. Now, something else Eric said too is you can take your water and let's say you have the space that you meditate. You can use it, put it in that space because use it as amplification.
Yeah.
When you're done meditating, drink the water. When I do sessions, Eric said, told me to have a nice little glass of water sitting beside me while I'm doing sessions, and it helps amplify. So there's just so many things that we can do with water, but that one in particular, that little practice there, I thought that was really neat. And
he just
said, now let's say your reality is a little further away from where you are right now.
Yeah.
He says, well, look for something. So the example he's giving, like, let's say you're looking to, you would love to have a 6-bedroom home. So he says, but let's say you're like, well, am I going to just jump to this opportunity to have a bigger home? He goes, well, you could. So never say never. But here's the thing. Maybe the next day you'll end up getting a flyer in the mail and you're going to see a picture of that exact home that you'd like, or you'll see some sign or evidence. He says, don't discount and think your timeline didn't shift, because you will see if you're open to seeing the synchronicities of that shift. Mm-hmm. So he says, so this is a way to see where you're at vibrationally as well, away from what it is that you're looking for, because really we're meeting everything vibrationally. It's not really coming into us.
We're just matching. It's all about matching vibrations.
Yes.
Well, I always like to, when I try to channel Eric, whatever, I seem to be better in the bathtub. I don't do showers. I've had to after a recent surgery, but whatever. I cheat and just do that anyway after a while. My doctor doesn't need to know about that. But anyway, it helps channeling, doesn't it? Matter if you're submerged? Like, I love the water. I love going to the tropics and the Exumas. I haven't been in decades, but whatever. I mean, it's just nice. I love water, but I love fire too, so I don't know.
Well, he says, because Mom, those are all the elements, and you're a healer, right? So fire, the earth, the air, the water, all of those elements are part of you.
Yeah.
And they're really part of all of us. But he says water is healing. He says to think about the buoyancy of water. And if somebody has problems with their joints or something with their body, they can go in and they can have buoyancy and movement in water. So it's used for so much healing. He's saying like water massage.
Yeah.
But the healing properties of water. And he says for you, channeling in water, that is an amplifier for you.
Yeah.
And he says that it is a spiritual gateway. And that's why so many of us report being in the shower, the bathroom, on the toilet, washing our hands, brushing our teeth.
Yeah, when we get our information.
Where we get information, because we're usually in a state of calm. We're on our own.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of other things going on, and we're there with the water.
Yeah.
We're connected to the water. We're using the water one way or another. So he says, do you need to be completely submerged? He says, not necessarily, but he says being in the water is very powerful when you use that to connect with spirit.
Yeah.
And I know I get some of my best channelings in the bathtub.
What about salt water versus fresh water? Any difference?
Not really. He says water is water.
Yeah.
Water is water.
What about the Dead Sea? Or what is it that people go for healing? The Red Sea? The Dead Sea? I can't remember. Maybe it's Dead Sea.
Dead Sea. He says the Dead Sea is what he's saying. He says because there is a history in that area.
Yeah.
So the history. So he says the memory in that area. And he says it's very amplified.
Makes sense.
So that's why. So we'll have certain areas where you'll have a lot of power. But he also says there's elements around it as well that are supportive to that healing. So he says environment and water together are very powerful. So that's why when we go to, say, the beach, he says the feeling of sand and water, like the earth and water.
Oh, yeah.
So when we use elements of the earth.
And have a bonfire on the beach, and that helps even more. We should have a thing about fire. That'd be cool.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
That would be a really good one. Yeah.
So what about certain plants that are like herbs that are healing? Are the certain ones that have more water in them, like succulents, better, or is there anything to that? Or just it depends?
Well, it depends. He says if something that has a higher volume of water is going to have the ability to have more amplification to it.
Yeah.
Same with our cells and everything.
Yeah.
He says, like, some of our organs, like he's saying, like, the brain is a lot of water. It's over 80% of water. So he says, like, different organs.
Mine is waterlogged. Mine is waterlogged. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
He just shows water coming out your ears.
Yeah, probably.
Like water shooting out your ears.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He says the level of water within it can make a difference to how much it amplifies. But he also says anything connected to intention. So anything we put intention into is where that amplification comes from.
Yeah.
So it really is the power that we put to it.
It's our intent that we put into the water that helps give it more life, different dynamics, et cetera. Yeah. Interesting. Anything else about water? Oh,
he says no.
Yeah, but keep going. I want to ask about why is water so special? But go ahead and continue, Eric and Michelle.
Well, he just said that he just thought that we're stumbling across that TikTok, that was a really good thing to bring up, because there's a lot of people that are reaching out into new areas of understanding.
And especially young people.
All of these apps. Yes.
Yeah.
And which is great, he says. And it's a great conversation to have to really put power back into people's hands.
Yeah.
To show them what they're really capable of.
And by the way, I just posted a TikTok today, so y'all should follow me on TikTok. It also went to, Facebook, whatever, about how to find and close portals that should be closed on your land. You can do it in your home and all that stuff. And because I had some unearthing done. Our driveway is a mess, so they had to remove the pavers. There's drainage problems, so it's all dug up, and I'm sure there's freaking horrible, like, graves of whoever, I don't know, down there. And so I did find, I could have looked more and found more portals. But so I showed you how to use dowsing rods to find and close portals. So check it out, and I'm going to have more of these little things. And Michelle's going to probably give me some ideas on some others, too, that we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anything special? Why is water special? Why? Where did that, where's the origins of the specialness of water, Eric?
Well, he says every element on the earth is special. Every element has a purpose. Why is water? He says, well, we are not the only planet to use water. We're not the only planet that has used water to amplify energy.
Mm-hmm.
He says because it is representation of the flow of life.
Oh, I love that.
He says it represents our natural state of being,
mm-hmm.
which is flow.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. All right. Anything else you want to say before we go on?
He says, drink up, everybody.
I don't think wine is the same, though, unfortunately. I'm sick of water.
Not quite.
I can help. All right. So, people, let's go ahead and let me see who has been waiting the longest. Because I go by that, actually. 410 area code. Hi there. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Lisa. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
This is Laurel.
Hello.
This is Laurel from Fresno. I had a question today. I'm sorry I've been calling so much recently. I have been calling in for years, but I never knew how to get actually on. So I've actually been listening for a long time. It might have sounded like that. But now I figured out the secret. But anyways, I had a question about... Right, I do, actually. So I only get to see my 12-year-old son for about 6 days each month. And, of course, I love him so much, and so it's so hard to not be with him more. And so my question is more about, like, how to love our children without attachment, and so it's easier to let them go, or is there kind of no way to not really be attached to our kids?
First of all, Eric, is there any way that can be changed that she can see... have more of a connection with her son?
Well, Eric is saying that there actually is going to be some change with that. Not right now, and I'm not sure what the circumstances are, but Eric said there is change with your son and your relationship in the next couple of years. 2025, 2026, is there between the two of you?
Okay. Yes. I've heard about that from him before, so that's good.
Yeah, there's a change in distance, like a change in geography that will happen. To answer your question, what Eric is saying is there's always going to be a sense of attachment, he says, between a parent and child. He says there is always a bond there, but what you're speaking of is how do you have an independent life and allow him to have independent life. So he says that one of the first relationships that we learn to navigate is with the parent, regardless of what the circumstances are. And he says that relationship is often, we go through dependency, codependency, and on both sides. He says not just the child, this is the parent as well. And so he says that really working through this is understanding what do you believe? What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about yourself as a human being, as a person, separate than as a mother? And what do you believe to be true for your son? What is as a human being, as a separate individual. And that will help you navigate as you have visitations, as you make choices, as you offer guidance. He says you want to revisit what's best for him. Because he says, remember, as parents, we're here as guides. We're really here to guide our children. And we're here to teach them. And sometimes we're teaching them from a place of allowing them to choose differently than we are. sometimes that is the purpose of the relationship.
Interesting.
So it's really, it's the ability to be able to look into the human ego.
Yeah.
And this is good for all relationships, he says. But with a mother and child, is there's always going to be a sense of protection that you have, a sense of missing him, a sense of wanting to be with him. But he says you can also start to navigate new ways of being close, new ways of communication as he continues to grow older, which he says that you've already started to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, as mothers, the umbilical cord can stretch and stretch and stretch, but I'm telling you, it never breaks. Never. Even death can't.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's really helpful. I really appreciate that.
You bet.
You're welcome.
Everybody, send her prayers.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to be back with her son. Oh. All right, have somebody from the 917 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, can you hear me?
Sure can. Can you hear us?
Oh, okay. I thought it said muted. hi, this is Jessica.
She said unmuted. I don't know. I've never listened to that side. I don't know what's going on.
It's okay. I'm here. My question was, I feel like I'm doing a really good job of shifting the energy of this area that I'm in as far as like having things in my business and personal life happen now. And I'm just kind of wondering like Eric's take on as far as like why I've had to really put a lot of energy into shifting things. And like I send tons of emails to people and like a lot of times I don't get responses back and then I have to call them and like, I don't understand. Like, in a way, it's like people.
That might be just.
I don't know. I kind of feel like they can't connect with my energy, but then again, like I need, like, I just kind of keep going. I don't know if that's just like a resiliency or a lesson.
Somebody
in that,
Eric.
Or
Eric, what's going on?
Well, Eric says that one of the lessons that you've been learning is about courage and about perseverance and being able to continue forward with following what's important to you despite the responses or the challenges that you have been dealt with or had to go through. He's also showing that there's a relationship change with people. He's not saying like with people. So you're going to get a little easier. Things are going to start to feel a little bit lighter when it comes to your communication. He says, why? Why did it have to be so hard? He goes, well, and this is the thing too. He says there's a little bit of this that is as you went through, even though your mind was like trying to get something done, trying to move things. He says there was a subconscious belief that was also kind of expecting people to maybe be a little bit difficult. And he says, that's the subconscious belief.
Oh, yeah. And I would expect him to also. I get that. I totally get that.
And so he says, energetically, what that could do is sometimes that can make things a little bumpy. But he also says, and he doesn't say this a lot, but he is bringing up some retrograde. Because he says there was a little bit of additional energy that you've worked through. And he says, over this last year, in the retrograde energy that was for you, it was all about communication.
What do you mean retrograde energy? Mercury
like
retrograde?
Mercury and retrograde, like that kind of energy. So he goes, when we've had, say, collectively, where there's been a difficulty in communication, that was just something that was coming up in her energy the strongest, but that was about overcoming for her, overcoming.
Nice. That's good.
When you said there was a shift in the community, yeah, I've had it become that way for sure. When you said something about there's going to be a shift in some relationships or something was breaking up a bit. What do you remember what you were saying about that, about the shift coming or that there was a shift or something?
He said, so relationship changes, and what he means about that is just like, just how you relate to each other. So he wasn't meaning like a like a change in people or change of the guards in relationships. He means like some relationships, and these are business relationships he's showing me that may have been a little challenging, that you're going to start to see more ease in those relationships.
Good.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Thank you very much. Love it. Thank
you're
you.
So welcome. Is there any practical step? Eric, give me one practical step for her to do right now
thank
or tomorrow.
You,
he says to, she's actually quite organized, but he says really write down on paper your intention for each day. Every morning, my intention is for things to go this way.
Good.
Like he says, write down your intention so that you can have that follow through throughout the day.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, that's my mind. Yeah, to do that in segments, actually, like what Abraham Hicks talks about. But I haven't really seen that actually like work. So maybe that's going to start happening for me, that I write it down and actually unfolds exactly how I want it in the day.
Ask for guides, your guides for help. Ask Eric for help.
And that's what he's saying. He says, ask for help. Bring us into your day.
Yeah.
And he says, and do it consistently.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Nancy A. from Argentina. She can never call because, you know, the time difference is horrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need to know if I'll be suffering from lack of water and food in the following 2 years and ahead. Let's hope not. Will Nancy A. in Argentina be suffering?
Like Eric says no.
No.
Eric says no.
I get that no. All right, good. That's good. That's really good. All right, so we have somebody from the 860 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
What's good, good. Yes. So there's so much change that's going on, but I was just wondering, because I actually talked to somebody from the past. This is developing a relationship, but it kind of was like a forgiveness piece that I needed to let him go to move forward. Mm. So now I feel ready to meet somebody because he was the part of my life where I really needed to talk to him, and I did. So that's over.
You're so brave,
I just,
girl.
Yeah.
You're so brave. What's your name?
It's Amla.
What is it?
Amla? Yes.
Okay. Beautiful name. Mm-hmm. All right. Your question is what now? Before I really...
No, it's over with him, per se. It was just, I'm trying to say this because it was a piece of my heart that was still hanging on. And so now I feel ready to meet somebody, true nature and quality partnership. So I was wondering when that might be happening.
And you're absolutely right because your energy is very open and welcoming to bring somebody into your life.
Nice.
And Eric says this year is a year for you to bring a deeper love into your life. So let's see if you can give us a time frame here.
Time is tricky, of course.
It is. He's actually leaning over to the second half of the year as being a lot more... you may have more than one that you start out kind of talking to, like it seems like back to back, like meeting two people back to back. He's also saying not to count somebody that you already know.
Maybe
that you know that starts to, you might start to see them in a slightly different light or they see you in a slightly different light. But he's showing me two.
Interesting.
Two.
Okay.
It's raining. Man. Cool. All right.
Okay,
thank you for calling.
Wait. One second. So just to reiterate, what was the time? Like you said the second half of the year? That's all I have to ask.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
He was showing, so there's more energy. So he shows me more energy in the second half of the year for you. The time is,
tricky.
That's a projection from now. Yeah. So don't stick on that completely because if someone walks in that is the right, the right everything, Eric's like, don't deny it if it's in the, first half of the year.
Right. Listen to your intuition.
That's right.
And that goes for everybody.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
She sounds like a person who has made a lot of progress in her life.
Seriously. I feel that.
Yeah. All right, 305 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi there.
Hi there.
Oh, hi, can you hear me very well?
Yes. How are
you? Oh, my gosh, I'm doing good. I'm so glad Eric chose me. It's been actually years since I've been on the radio talk show.
Oh, no. Wait, what's your first name?
I'm January 15, 1981.
Say your name again.
Jonathan.
Jonathan. Okay. And baby, how can we help you?
I was in a free live chatting video with Kim Boyd.
Okay.
And one of her friends said that she saw like blue light coming out of me when I'm in the shower, like in the water.
Wow.
I want to know what Eric can say more about that, because I do feel a lot of spiritual things.
I really miss Kim Boyd. I haven't heard from her in forever.
Mm-hmm.
But she started writing a book or something. I don't know. Yeah, go ahead, Eric. What's that all about?
Okay, so can you I just couldn't hear what exactly it was she said to you.
One of her friends saw blue light coming in. You go ahead, Jonathan, and say.
Oh, sure. One of Kim's friends said that blue light was shooting out of my body when I was taking a shower, and I do feel spiritual every single time.
Wow. Where are you calling from? What town?
Florida.
Florida, okay.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Eric? What is that?
So Eric's calling it activation.
Ooh.
It's activation. It's not only blue light that you have coming from you, you actually have what looks like a golden type color that comes from your hands. You're a healer.
Ooh.
Wow.
You're very, I'm sure you already know this, but you're very empathic. And you feel a lot of energy. When you, just like our subject of water tonight, Eric is saying you feel a lot in water. Water is a conductor. And you have a history with working with water. So Eric said anything that you do, whether it's prayer, affirmations, meditation, doing it with the use of water. And you're also, have you had an experience? He's showing like little lights coming off your shoulders. Have you ever seen that happen? Have you ever seen like a color out of the side of your eyes come off your body?
Yes, I see blue, green, and purple, and just really vibrant, like, colors.
Wow.
Yeah.
Part of that also is you're a healer, but you're a starseed, and a lot of this has to do with your starseed connection.
Well, wait, is it avian? Is it blue avian starseed?
Yes, it is
avian. I felt that. I got that. Blue avian.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what should he do with this? What should Jonathan do
now? Eric's just meditating.
Yeah, but what is his ultimate role as a light worker, a star seed, a healer? What is his ultimate role? Quit his muggle job and do healing, or just do that on the side, or what? What can he do?
Eric actually shows him working with younger individuals.
I love that.
Like work helping younger individuals, and he's saying like souls that have pain, younger individuals that need direction.
Like Big Brother, like substance abuse victims, like,
victims of violence.
Domestic violence victims. Like what age group are we looking at?
We're looking at like between the ages of 12, 18,
okay.
Like teenagers.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're
like
here
psychology,
for
or is this more like counseling?
Yeah, spiritual counseling. You are a healer, and Eric says, we're giving you an answer that is something that you can do, but he says you are a healer, and you're a healer in many other ways as well. He says go into meditation, and he's really encouraging you to start journaling and writing.
Should he talk
your feelings, your experiences?
Should he talk in more depth with Kim Voigt about, I mean, seeking, looking into the past lives and all that stuff? And
that would be very helpful.
Yeah,
for him,
I think so too.
To get some like a little foundation going for him.
Yeah. Wow, Jonathan, you're awesome.
Wow, yeah, this is what I needed, because I needed confirmation. This is perfect. I needed that.
That's awesome. You're very special.
Yeah.
We need people like you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Wow, I think I channeled that. It's crazy.
You did.
Oh, wow. I said blue alien. But, you know, I thought, well, it's just because I thought he said blue, so whatever.
Yep.
Okay, so 817 Erica, what's up?
Hello.
Hi there.
Lisa and, I have a quick question with the water, Michelle. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you have a question for what? Sorry.
About water.
Yeah.
Yes,
with the water, how you explain, for example, if I would like, I'm thinking of putting an Etsy store for what I do. Anyway, can you explain a little bit, do I put on the second glass what I want from the Etsy store, which is like Akashi readings?
So you put your so when you're looking at your first glass is what your current reality is. So it's like you're validating and really look at it from that, I love this about my life, I love this, I have this, you know, you're validating that. And then in the second glass is the things that you would like to add to your reality, what you would like to shift into. So you're combining the two.
Yeah, you don't want the first glass to say, this is some shitty shit in my life, so I'm going to pour it into this. No, you don't want to do that. The first glass needs to be everything that's wonderful about your life now.
That
you're grateful for.
That's right. And then you pour that first glass. You're mixing that water into the second glass of water.
Yeah.
And then once that's done, and Eric's adding too, don't be afraid to actually have something to mix it with, to mix it all together. And
like Crown Royal, right? I'm kidding.
Eric's also saying to you, something else he's adding is we can also use crystals. He says use clear quartz, rose quartz, amethyst, and we can use those as amplification in the water and pour those right in. So add the crystals into the practice too if you like. He says that would work well for you. You must like crystals. So he's showing a lot of crystals around.
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right, good luck.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, taking a while here. All right, there we go. 858 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, how are you doing today, ladies?
Great.
Good.
What's your name? Where are you calling from, sweetheart?
It's Danielle from California.
Well, Danielle from California. We go way back.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I'm grateful because today's topic is gratefulness, and I'm just grateful for channeling Eric and for Eric and for you, Elisa and Michelle.
I'm just
grateful all the time and for you guys. And I just appreciate the work that you do because you give so much and it helps so many people, me included. And I just wanted to just kind of just have a moment of thankfulness for you guys too.
Thank you. What else are we going to do? Really? I mean, seriously.
That's so sweet.
But that's so sweet. It means a lot. A lot.
And if Eric has anything, I really didn't want to ask anything today, but if Eric has anything, one thing to say to me today, what would it be?
Yeah. Good question.
Well, he says, this is this year. He wants to give you a message for this year. And he says that you've been affirming it. because you've been talking so much about gratitude in your own life. And he says that you're enjoying your life in a different way as of late. That you've had a different sense of peace. He says that this year is a big success for you. Big success. So I was asking, is there any detail he can give us about that success? He says financially, but also family. He says with family,
mm-hmm.
with relationships.
If not now, mm-hmm. it will be. Is that what you're saying?
He says there's a closeness in some relationships that you may not expect there to be closeness.
Whoa. Good.
So
okay.
Just, overall, this year is a lot of success for you.
Coming up, yeah.
Thank you.
Eric, are you flirty with her? I feel some flirtation.
No, no.
Yes, whenever
yeah,
you
I do. I do. Yes. I feel it. Feel it. I know, my son.
Knows. You always know when he does.
I swear to God, I do. I do.
You do.
Weird. It's a mom thing.
Yes.
Cool.
He's pretty sweet on you, Danielle.
Oh, that's so cute. I feel it. Awesome.
He's so sweet. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, and good things happening for you this year, I hope.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, Danielle. Okay, let's see. We have somebody from the 213 area code. What's up?
Hi, this is Lisa from California.
Lisa from California.
Hey, Lisa.
She's a freaking flyer. I love you. You're so loyal to the show. You really are. I love that about you. It's not the only thing I love about you. Go ahead. Go ahead. What's your question before I get too sappy? Lisa? Did we lose you?
Oh, no. Wow.
All right. I'll come back to you, Lisa. What's going on? Okay, let me unmute her. Mute her and then unmute her. Let me see. Lisa, are you there? Lisa? Okay, I'll check later. What did I do? I probably did something. Oh, wait, I heard her. I heard her. All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Lisa.
Hello.
Good. Thank God.
Okay. I yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I typed something to my niece and she responded she didn't respond well. So I was going to reply to her, and when I read her message again, it was worse. It was worse than I expected. I was like, oh my gosh. And then I read it again, it was a whole different message, and then so I looked to see what I wrote. And it was really different. And so I did some automatic writing, and it said that I was jumping timelines because the message kept changing. First it was...
Oh, my God, like Mandela effect. Yeah.
So it was so interesting that... I just forgot her name. Michelle was talking about that, but I wanted to ask Eric if that what was going on, because it got worse and worse, and then I grounded myself, and it went back to being, like, the least offensive...
That's good.
So what's going on, Eric?
And what's the next step to repair the relationship? What's going on? Well, she's skipping timelines. And what can she do now she's grounded herself in the best timeline?
Okay, so what Eric says, like he's affirming what you got. Yes, that is so. That is
wow.
True. He says with the relationship, he says, okay, so now that you've grounded yourself, he says, give yourself a little space around the relationship, you know, a day, a couple days, whatever you need, and allow yourself to sit with where the energy is. And he goes, it's important that you don't reread the messages.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go back and reread them. He says, give yourself space away from the messages. And he says, just sit and meditate on her energy and sit and think about where you would like the relationship to be. And he's actually saying the water thing that we talked about today with the glasses of water.
Yeah.
You can use that with your relationship as well. And use that to take the one glass to affirm this is what you love about this relationship, this is what you love, like affirming all the good qualities, and then where you would like it to be, what you would like to see improved. And then take that, he goes, just as a way to move into that timeline. Now he says there's going to be a little bit of, because there's a bit of distance between one state in your relationship and another vibrationally, he says, allow, you're going to have a little bit of a bumpy communication. And what that means is there might be a few things that are said. It doesn't have to be harsh, but just working out some communication between the two of you.
Okay.
So, okay. I don't know exactly what's going on. You said it was your niece?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because she's shifting. Like, she's doing a lot of shifting. So I don't know exactly what's going on in her life. Eric says she's not grounded. She's not grounded.
Yes.
So
that's going to make it difficult, challenging.
Yeah, and that's why he says it. Don't put it all on you.
No.
It's, you're not responsible for her emotions and her actions or anything. So he says you want to do this to ground your energy and just reaffirm where you would like the relationship to be. And he says, and past that, he says, like, wait for her to respond to you. Wait, because you will get another response from her.
Perfect. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a great day. I'll continue listening.
So wait, so is there hope? I mean, what's going to happen in the future? I know quantum probability-wise, okay, what's going to happen with this relationship and when-ish?
He says there's a lot of blame that the niece is holding on to right now, so there's a, like, not a taking responsibility. So she's got to work through some of that. And this isn't the only area where that blame is being projected. So the niece has to work through some of that energy, Eric says. He says there is an opportunity for there to be a better state in relationship, and he's actually giving me a month and a half from now.
What needs to be done? Do they need to talk on the telephone? Or is that like, ugh, too much? I mean, eventually.
Too much right now, but eventually, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Eric, help her. Help them. Help them. Delicious. Love is all there is. They need to get these people together in a loving way. Please.
He says, I got Lisa. I got her.
Good.
I got her.
She deserves it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Right, thanks for calling. Okay, 404 area code. Hi there. What's up?
Hi, is it me?
Yes, it's you. I don't know. Are you? Maybe you're something else. I'm kidding.
How are y'all?
I'm
good. Hi there, Michelle. And hi there, Miss Lisa. I'm so glad I was able to get in. I am so lost. Things have happened so much this week.
I
am just very lost.
Well, there are two people that have the exact same accent. So who are you?
My name is Tammy McGill, and I'm from Stockbridge, Georgia.
Oh, Tammy McGill. Yes. Okay. Got it. Tammy. Right. Tell us, baby.
Yes,
what's going on?
I'm just so lost. So much stuff has happened to me in the last month. I just feel like just giving it up. But I was wondering if Eric maybe can pull my husband in, and maybe he's got some words of encouragement or something. Mm-hmm. His name is Terry Scruggs.
Terry Scruggs, yeah. I remember this.
Okay, here he is. He's got like a booming voice to him, like a kind of a loud voice. He's just like calling you darling, like darling. Oh, darling.
Oh.
He's saying to you, he says your nerves are shot.
Yes, they are.
He says to keep holding on, because he says he's doing the what goes up must come down, what's down must go up. Do you have a situation with a family member right now?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
because he says he's walking with you. He says it takes a lot of courage to deal with this stuff. It takes a lot of courage because you've got way more dished on your plate than is necessary. So other people having to take responsibility for things that are theirs. But he says...
Oh, my God. He hit it right on the nail. Oh, Lord.
Because he's saying not to put up with any crap that isn't yours.
Yeah, Tammy, come on.
Don't put up with anything that's not yours. And he says... it will turn around, but he says, don't wait till it turns around. He says, he's looking right at you and saying, like, you have courage. You are made to do this. You are made to walk through this. He keeps looking at you like you're tougher than you've ever let on that you are. You're strong.
I believe it, Tammy.
But he's saying, keep walking through it knowing it's not going to stay like this forever. And when he says walk through it, he's saying, what's most important for you? What's most important for you? Because he says your sleep. And there's something not right with your sleep right now. But he says your sleep. But he's also recommending you getting some healing. He says you're not grounded. And a lot of that has to do with your nervous system and everything that's going on right now. But some healing would really help you too.
Can you have her, Michelle?
I can. And Tammy, I've seen your messages on my YouTube channel and stuff too. And I don't know, I messaged you back, so I'm not sure what's happening on there. But can you go through the Healing Heart and write to the message center and message me again so I can message you back?
I sure will.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Set you up for some healing, okay, hon?
Is she going to be okay?
All right.
She's going to be okay. She's a tough cookie, your husband says.
Well, you know, I think part of it is setting emotional boundaries.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Really. I mean, you know, you've got to realize the way people are, that's not your problem. It's how you react to them that is your choice. So, yeah, you're tough. You gotta say, talk to the hand, dude. That's your problem.
Yeah.
Something like that.
All right, great. Thank you. Thank you, and please tell him I love him. I miss him so bad.
Ooh, he knows. Yeah. He knows. Thanks, Tammy. I adore her.
Thank you, guys.
I do. All right, so look, I have been wanting to say this for a long time. I get so many emails about how Atlantis Gator has saved my life, blah, figuratively, literally. But people are too shy to do video testimonials. And if we really want to help others, you know, and it's not about me making money because I don't really, okay? But to spread the word and help save a whole family, an individual, et cetera, it's super important to be brave and put yourself out there and do, you know, a video testimonial. And, you know, and I will give you a coupon for other services, et cetera, if it takes that. But for not only Atlanta Scalar work, but also Chinley Eric, how Eric has changed your life, because we need that for Paola's documentary also. So please be brave. Please be brave, because Eric wants you to, and he keeps bugging me about it. So.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, love you all. Yes. Love you, Eric. Love you.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.